On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace. And today, four major companies are taking part in an unusual job fair this week. To participate, you have to travel in cyberspace to the virtual world Second Life. And you have to have a computer-generated alter ego. NPR's Kathleen Schult, or rather her avatar, checked it out.
It all happens here at a place called TMP Island. TMP Worldwide is a recruitment and advertising firm. Vice President Louis Fong takes me on a tour of the island.
This large white building is the Accenture building. And you see in front of you, there are three Accenture recruiters walking around here inside of their building.
When it's your turn, your avatar gets to go in and meet their avatars for a job interview. You can type questions and answers or talk through your computer. For some, this can prove to be technically daunting.
We're talking through the internet connection of our computer and through our ISP. And
I seem to be repeatedly walking into the window. I, like many other people who visit the virtual offices on the island, have some trouble getting around at first.
I see you there. You're underneath the pier. Push the up arrow key so you're moving forward.
Okay. And even the experts, including Vong, have occasional mishaps, including wardrobe malfunctions. It happened during our tour.
You just got in the car, but you were completely buck naked.
Sorry about that. My clothes may take a few seconds.
So can you really interview job applicants this way? Yes, says Warren Ashton. He's a recruiting manager at Microsoft, which took part in the first virtual job fair. He says this format may be especially suitable for software engineers.
A lot of those people look at themselves as being artists and very, very creative in how they use technology, how they use software, and some people would actually become more engaged and more comfortable and more willing to open up and be themselves and share their ideas than they would in a face-to-face dialogue.
That was even the case for Raymond Giordano, who interviewed for a job as a chef for Sodexo. True, his avatar didn't exactly look like him.
Slender waist, muscular chest and arms, form-fitting shirt. Completely opposite what I am.
But Giordano felt like he could be himself.
I found I lowered my guard more, and it was just like I was just talking to a friend on one of the websites.
Giordano's visit to the parallel universe really paid off. Sodexo met him there, liked him, talked to him in the real world, and has just hired him. Polly Pearson believes this is just the beginning. She's vice president of the IT company EMC, which is taking part in this week's job fair.
This is the next step we see, the next wave. And the paradigm shift I see is similar to the arrival of Monster.com to help wanted ads.
But Microsoft is taking a more wait-and-see approach. The company's Warren Ashton says young, talented, computer-savvy people are spending more and more time in virtual spaces like Second Life.
And if this is where they are, then we're going to be there too.
On the other hand, Ashton says, recruiters aren't interested in just fooling around.
If we find ourselves spending a lot of time engaging in these kinds of events and we're just not getting the kind of candidates we're looking for, we'll just stop doing it.
And he and other recruiters still see a virtual interview as a first step. They say there's no substitute for meeting face-to-face. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.
Find out how a virtual job interview differs from a real-world one. Send your avatar to npr.org.